I'm Kane native Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane PA. On this weekly broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and favorite memories from the hilltop. This week's program is called Kane's X-Files, a story from more than 50 years ago when Kane was a hotbed for UFO reports. In the post-atomic age, it was a grim reality that a single rogue aircraft carrying a nuclear payload could cause utter and complete devastation if allowed to penetrate U.S. airspace. That thought was enough to mobilize thousands of volunteers across the country to keep watch on the skies above. In Kane, the Ground Observation Corps Tower was built on Poplar Street to help civil defense officials and local residents sleep better at night. Kane's Lucy Hurst earned widespread recognition from civil defense as chief observer of the GOC Tower, logging over 7,200 hours of service during the 1950s when the lookout was staffed 24 hours a day. While originally devised to help provide early warning for potential air attacks, the GOC Tower was also a resource to identify and report unidentified flying objects. In those days, spotters would clear all visible flight activity through the U.S. Air Force at either Buffalo or Pittsburgh filter control centers. In addition to spotting as many as 111 aircraft per day, Hurst had a prime seat to watch comets, eclipses, the Northern Lights, and too many spectacular hilltop sunsets and sunrises to count. But Lucy Hurst also bore witness to several unexplainable and unidentified flying objects. According to reports from the Kane Republican, the most mysterious of these objects was a tremendous saucer-like craft that virtually loafed through the summer sky from west to east in 1956. In February of 1959, an American Airlines pilot radioed the FAA station at Mount Alton, who made no follow-up report about the flying saucer sighting. The pilot radioed two other American Airlines pilots that were in the vicinity about the UFO, and the three monitored the object's flight until losing the craft near Phillipsburg, PA. And on July 7th of 1959, the Kane Republican reported that a UFO flashed across the sky at 3 a.m. at an incredible rate of speed, moving over and out in a fraction of a second. The incident was the second early morning sighting over a recent period and was witnessed by many. As radar and other Air Force surveillance systems improved, military officials bragged about having the ability to spot an object no bigger than a dime 1,000 miles out into space. Kane's GOC Tower, one of the country's highest in efficiency and in elevation, at over 2,200 feet, became a victim of this new watchdog technology. By 1960, the GOC Tower was in rickety condition from lack of upkeep and use, and the structure was sold to Archie Buell for dismantling. The Kane Republican reported that some of the material was used for a backstop at the old Ryan Sandlot baseball field. At that time, U.S. Air Force officials explained that all of the holes in surveillance had been plugged and that the legions of volunteer spotters were no longer needed. One really wonders if the Air Force had tired of having to explain the growing number of UFO reports being made by the citizenry. When the Air Force published its Project Blue Book in 1962, a 15-year probe of UFO incidents, it was a real head-scratcher. The report conveniently attributed all but a handful of 7,400 known incidents to flocks of geese, weather balloons, hoaxes, and skylights, but never to an unknown spacecraft. Still, the unexplained local sightings piled up. In a notable incident in July of 1966, five Kane witnesses watched a UFO hovering over the Greendale Road area for more than 30 minutes. Stunned by what they had seen, The star-struck stargazers drove directly to the Kane substation of the Pennsylvania State Police to file an official report. The duty sergeant there said the details and descriptions of the craft matched other recent reports. And in August of 1966, a rash of UFO sightings were logged in the Ludlow and Gibbs Hill areas. All reports were filed with NICAP and the U.S. Air Force. Witnesses said the object had a bright greenish light with one blinking red light and one continuous red light and was stationary in the sky at the treetop level. And in September of 1967, at least a dozen witnesses in Kane sighted a UFO moving over the hilltop shortly before being sighted in Bradford. With a local ground observer corps being shut down long ago and safely out of the way of the Air Force's business, there was little evidence to dispute official government reports. And since that peak period more than 50 years ago, strange lights in the sky continue to be laughed off as flocks of geese and reflective balloons. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your feedback and ideas to CitizenKanePA@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.